Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMorrow, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Jennifer's not here because work.
Stupid.
Big bid. Lots of money on the line. So everyone's on the deck. And we went to go see the old eclipse yesterday, and it took us 5 hours to get home when it should have taken like two-ish.
That's no good.
All this driving just to see a Mitsubishi?
That's a little joke. That was good because there's a car called an eclipse.
There is!
I like that joke.
I like that.
Shut up.
I like that joke. Speaking of work, I hopefully will have my pre-streams back next week. It's been very difficult times at work for me as well. A lot of stuff going on.
Wow.
Not difficult. It's been so fun and challenging in a really rewarding way. But I've been working a lot of hours.
Oh, so you feel really fulfilled by your real life job and
yeah,
like interesting tasks and all that stuff. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. So I just don't need to stream.
Mm-hmm. Just kidding.
Man, the energy tonight is...
We're so good.
It's so good.
Who knows? We might just snap into it.
We might. Yeah. Sometimes people say second episode energy as a joke. This is like fifth episode energy.
But, you know, speaking of not work, speaking of nonprofit work...
Mm.
In fact, hey, we got a charity stream coming up.
Nice one, brother.
So soon.
Oh, my God.
So soon.
Mm-hmm.
In April, I think.
You think?
This month.
April 27th, starting at 4 p.m. until April 28th at 4 p.m. That's right. Several different fine folks will be guesting and playing various games and things like that for your enjoyment. All to raise money for the Trevor Project. This is our 10th year, so it's special for us as well. Really, you know, it's a beacon of our year as well, every single year, because it's so much fun for us, and it's a great way for the community to come together and to do some good, as opposed to all the terrible shit we do.
It's pretty bad normally.
Yeah, we give a lot of prizes out for the donating, just for even watching. So I know, as always, as it's always been, it's tough out there, man. So if you're not able to donate, then spread the word, right? Hype up the stream, be in the chat, talk, give your energy to the performers. That's always super helpful. And heck, you might even get a prize for being there.
Yes, indeed. We haven't posted the schedule yet, but I'm sure John's got it well under control. Mm-hmm. And I know that we're going to be doing an episode of this lovely podcast.
Yes.
As we've been having a lot of fun the past several years, David will yet again be in the driver's seat. And I'm told, a little spoiler, little hot teaser for y'all, all you little freaks out there. It's going to be very like apocalypse wasteland vibe. So a little bit of Mad Max, a little bit of Dune. Just think sand and danger, baby.
It's going to be dusty as fuck.
Yeah. We're going to have so much sand in our underpants. Remember that?
Oh,
that's a
shit.
Callback, baby girl.
Yeah. The whole time.
Yeah. The whole time.
Nonstop sand.
Yeah. Sad, it gets everywhere.
I can't wait. So tune in, please.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
I'm going to play Magic the Gathering at like 1 or 3 a.m. or some shit like that.
That's insane.
So I'll definitely need energy for there. But me and my freak friends like playing Magic the Gathering so much that it might not even feel bad.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
You got back to the circus, and the caravan gang, it's pulling out of town.
I'm so sorry, guys. I just, like, really had this good idea about making a diorama of Mineford.
Wait, that's what you've been doing?
Yeah.
The stable master, though, he was having some issues with your griffin.
Uh-huh.
He said he won't eat the griffin food.
He has celiac.
Well,
Well, Draven's a bit of a taskmaster,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, they're trying to make me eat griffin food. It's so gross.
Griffins need ferrets.
99 out of 100 times you're right.
If you want to take care of your own griffin, that's fine. Oi, Chuck!
Oh, that's me. What's up?
What's your orders for us?
What do you normally do en route?
We juggle. We like to fight with the clowns.
I think you and the clowns need to incorporate your acts. That's my damn opinion. Tonight when we make camp, I want to have a meeting between the jugglers and the clowns.
You're a juggler?
No. I'm talking about you. I can never. I don't have that skill.
There are three balls coming right at you. You juggle them back.
Wow.
Whoa.
Oi.
Okay, you're not gonna believe this, but
what's your name then?
I've never done this before.
Wow, Celine.
You got a juggler name? How about the Velvet Vortex?
I go up to the first clown I see and I give their nose a little honk.
Are we married?
No, but if you really want to get married, I do have a possible avenue for that for you.
Tell me more.
Giggles a flap doodle.
That's my name, of course. I just fell over.
Have you heard about those fucking jugglers?
Oh, I want to kill those motherfuckers.
Me too.
I know where they sleep, if you know what I mean.
Well, how about we meet tonight, I don't know, 12:30 in the morning?
We are a juggler family.
So we'll just make a hay boy.
Okay.
Some sort of insane predator is flying at you. They're flying with the sun behind them.
What's it doing?
Roll a perception for me, gangs.
Michael, I think due to the eclipse, we should all rightfully hold back because it's too close to the sun.
I got a 22.
I got a 21.
Whoa!
I got a natural 20.
Whoa!
Jesus Christ.
We're seeing it as hell.
Well, you guys can't see anything because of your shitty rolls.
Excuse me?
Michael!
Shut up, you idiot. We rolled great. Idiot.
You had to roll a 40.
Let us see everything.
Then if we have to roll a 40, don't make us roll.
You don't know what my perception is.
Yeah, he has a plus 30.
I want to see you fail.
Michael, let us see the thing.
It's the only thing that lets me wake up in the morning.
Plus 21 perception, Michael.
Yeah, he has a plus 21 perception.
God damn it.
I stack every buff.
I mean, it's plus 4, but...
You're all squinting up into the sun without protective lenses.
Uh-huh.
And you realize that not only is this creature flying down at you, but it is being ridden by what looks to be a goblinoid of some kind.
Okay.
Is he hot?
Yeah.
Well, he's got a bow and he's aiming it.
Is he's alone?
He seems to be riding this creature alone.
So he's riding the creature alone. He's just going to start shooting the caravan?
Apparently.
That's rude.
What's that guy doing?
How far out is he?
He's probably like 120 feet above you.
So what is he riding now that we see him?
You could probably roll in nature and tell me if you've seen this beast before.
Can I only roll 13s? What the fuck? I'll take it. Yeah, 13. I don't have nature.
I rolled a nat 1.
Ooh.
I also do not have nature, so it's just a 1.
I rolled a 13 plus 2, 15.
Look at you go, brother.
Damn.
I guess seeing the danger, I'll give Screech Ako guidance. Throw a d4 in there.
That's another 2.
There we go, gamer.
You think that this goblin is riding a wyvern.
A wyvern?
Oh. A wyvern or a wyvern.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tell me, drop some lore on us. What? We know dragons are gone.
Yes.
What's the story with draconic adjacent beasties in that we would know about or what have you?
This is obviously you would know that these are not incredibly intelligent creatures and that they're not very magical, so you know they are more of a beast and therefore not involved in the whole dragon cleansing.
Gotcha. So maybe a few accidental things, but no one's going out of their way. Wyverns are nothing.
If people see them, they're coming after them, but you know, yeah, they're not gonna have a whole quest just to kill one. I wouldn't anyway.
Okay. I would like to cast activate emboldening bond. Heck, how about for me, how about for Screech, and Ooh. How about for Rourke? This is my super d4 for like everything that you roll.
Sweet.
Once per turn.
For everything, once per turn.
How long does it last?
Forever.
I believe it lasts 10 minutes.
All right.
So probably for the entirety of this battle.
Battle? We're going to fight it.
Why would we fight it? What is he trying to do?
Yeah. Why can't we be friends with it?
Oh, I was just going to say you should roll for initiative because he is going to shoot a bow at you.
Okay. It just seems sort of 11. All right, I don't think this guy's an attack, but hey, let's get ready just in case. Oh, fuck.
I rolled a 20.
Damn.
Ooh.
A dirty 20.
I rolled a 20. I rolled a nat 20. Again.
Again?
Bachman, you can't be stopped. I love you.
Wow.
God damn.
Energy down, but rolls are high.
That's true.
Now, Timothy, are you going to control Celine as well?
If you'd like me to, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
She rolled bad. 6.
30 initiative.
Jesus Christ.
You have a 10 to initiative?
It's like he's making it up.
Tits.
Yeah, I mean, he's a rogue, so. And 9 other things.
Jesus. That's insane.
All right. Screech! You see this thing coming a mile away, buddy.
Well, then I need to wait for a while because it's too far away.
Sorry, I was wrong. It was 120 feet.
But he's like way up in the air, right?
Like 120 feet.
How far can he jump?
I don't even know. How long was that rope?
50 or something? 30?
Yeah.
50 feet, I think? You've got ranged weapons, don't you? You've got hand crossbows.
Yeah, but like, I don't know that that's what I want to do. I guess I will.
I don't want to tell you your business. You can hide like a little coward.
Yeah. No, I'll play your games. Okay, well.
He didn't know that he had hand crossbows.
I knew what I had.
Hand crossbows suck for this situation, though.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't fucking know.
So a 13 to hit.
Add a d4 if you didn't.
A 14 to hit.
And you're shooting at the rider or the...
The wyvern, because it's bigger and closer.
It is closer.
I can't argue. I would love to.
I guess we didn't ask how he was riding him, right? He could be, like, leaning over his snoot. Don't give me that fucking look, Bachman.
Yeah, how's he riding him? Back arch? What are we talking about?
He's holding on to his tail.
Sorry, I'm trying to bring some energy to this podcast and talking during it.
I didn't know that you could see me.
They're not all going to be winners, folks. In fact, most of them shan't be.
You hit.
It's a hit?
You score a hit.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do it again. Oh, 12%. That's, Michael, that's 18 at least.
Golly.
That also will hit.
Okay. I forget. Do I get to add the d4 to damage?
You do not.
Stupid. Spell sucks.
It's dumb. I'm so sorry. It sucks. I'm sorry.
Oh, double sixes. So that's 18. And then I got my sneak attack. That's another 6 and a 2. So 26 damage.
Nice job.
To the wyvern.
What the hell? Okay, fine.
Yeah, and so I killed that thing. The goblin's going to take fall damage.
Yeah.
No, you didn't kill him. He's fine.
What?
I don't believe that, honestly.
We're only level 8.
I thought you guys were 18.
Oh, shit balls.
Damn it, Michael.
Oh, I fucked up again. All right, is that your turn?
I guess.
A bell starts clanging, and you hear Barnabas Rumbletoes go, "We're under attack! We're under attack! Everyone assume the positions!" Rourke.
I would like to cast Bardic Inspiration twice. I don't have anything that'll reach. So since it is a bonus action, can I just use a regular action to cast it twice? I feel like we've done it before.
Yes, we have done that before in our game. Though if you're playing D&D at home, you should make your own decision on whether or not you allow 2 spells per turn.
Well, that's not why it's not a spell, and that's not why it's against the rules. But, and you're making it more fun that way. But if you want to play the right way and less fun, go at it, kings.
So Chuck and Screech can get an additional D8.
For what? What do I get to use that for?
For what?
Ability check, attack roll, or saving throw.
Episode 94.
Oh.
We're just starting.
You played a part.
That's my turn.
Okay. So this goblin guy, him flying straight down. He flies 80 feet.
Hell yeah.
He is now a mere 40 feet above you.
Jesus Christ. Wow.
And he's going to fire a bow at probably the people that have attacked him. So Screech.
No!
Yeah, it's coming for you, buddy.
Am I okay?
Hold on.
Easy, easy.
I didn't know. Wait, the goblin's attacking me?
Yeah.
I didn't attack the goblin. You said the people that attacked him, Michael.
Well, him and his son.
His son?
They're related?
I didn't know that. That changes things.
I'm so sorry.
Michael told us it was a damn beast. That was dumb.
Never shoot my son again.
But you're right. Some sons are stupid beasts. That's my fault.
How does a 12 do against your armor class?
My armor class?
Yes.
Michael, that doesn't hit. It always hits, but this time it doesn't.
Yeah, I feel like that's never happened before.
That's great, buddy. Now, what about a 22?
Don't, you fuck.
Can I please use my reaction?
Yes.
To cast Silvery Barbs upon said creature. It starts coming for Screech, and I get up there, and I do what you do whenever there's wild animals. I grab 2 large sticks, and I start banging them together.
Mm-hmm.
And I hiss at it, because why not?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it has to do nothing. It just happens. Distract the creature. Triggering creature. You have to re-roll the d20 and use the lower. And then I get to choose a different creature I can see. And then the that creature has advantage on the next attack roll, ability check, or saving throw. So I would like to give it to Chuck.
Yeah, I'll give it to Chuck.
All right, I'm going to re-roll this, but it better be good.
I hope it's low.
Michael's going to damn cry.
How about a 16 to hit your armor class?
What? You're attacking me again?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Kind of has to.
16 hits?
Yeah, that hit.
I tried.
Appreciate that.
It hits way less. You're going to take 7 piercing damage. Suck on that.
Oh, I don't even give a shit about that.
Yeah, who gives a fuck, Michael?
Why do you even tell me what the type of damage is? The number matters.
Someday it's going to matter and I'm going to keep doing it. And I get 100 emails a day that say thank you. Thank you for saying the damage type every time.
100 a day.
100 a day.
I'm going to ask for receipts. Show them.
But if he looks at his emails, then we're not going to be able to talk.
All right. Cool. Chuck.
What?
They start wheeling out a huge cannon.
What do you mean? Oh, I thought you meant the goblin. I'm like, where? From where? Yeah.
There's a number of clowns and jugglers and acrobats pushing this big cannon out. It's got a big red star on the side of it. It's very festive looking.
Oh, that's fun. I don't have any attacks prepared that would take advantage of the advantage. That's okay. You know, it is what it is. We're gonna whatever. Michael,
mm-hmm.
Can you give me a wisdom saving throw as a big ass bale gongs next to we've only hit the wyvern correctly, so next to the damn wyvern.
Okay, so wait, what do I do?
Wisdom saving throw.
Okay. It's wise beyond its years, this wyvern. Ooh, 7.
Who gives a fuck? 2 damage. No, wait. Oh, thank Christ. 7 damage. Shout out spells that use your modifier on top of whatever the fuck you roll. I did Toll of the Dead since it took damage. It's 2d12. I rolled 2 ones.
Oh my God.
That sucks.
Yeah, it sucks, everybody. It's a shut up. Let's move on. Not a big deal.
It's a really big deal.
And then I want to run towards where all the beasts are, Michael. I want to make sure that it doesn't get anywhere near the beasts.
Okay.
Like, everyone get down. Jugglers, start throwing shit in the air. Confuse it. If you got meat, throw it near that wyvern. Confuse it. Why is this happening? That's my turn.
All right, so people start to scatter and run about. All right, Celine. Do the voice.
I was just going to say, you have to do the voice, please.
I don't even know what that would be.
I cast darkness. I was doing the Dune the Dune voice. Yeah, I mean, when I play Celine against a bird, you know it, you love it. I cast darkness. And I cast darkness on the goblin? So, squirts out 15 feet radius from the gobbo. We just need to fucking throw Screech up there. Because what, do you have like, 10 feet of true vision or whatever the fuck it's called?
Yes.
All right. So right now you can't see anything, but you guys see a big old blob of magical darkness. And then I guess for her bonus action, I will do the push thing, Michael. And since we're fighting a bird and I'm playing Celine, I want to push against the direction it's going, hoping that my good friend physics works out yet again. So can you give me a strength? Is it check or save? Strength save.
Not a great roll. Mm-hmm. 13.
Okay, yeah. You get 5 feet pushed back. The wyvern does in the opposite direction of it flying. I don't think it would follow this guy. I think it would just be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it can't see shit. I guess I don't know how long its neck is, but, you know. That is Celine's turn. She's going to... Well, it's probably funnier if she goes hides underneath one of the fucking carriages or whatever. Her little feet and butt is sticking out. You know, whatever.
There's like a puddle there and stuff.
Oh, she's like, oh, heck. Oh.
A giant boulder whizzes past your head and smashes into one of the caravan cars, making it explode and fall over.
Where the fuck did that come from?
It came from one of the 2 hill giants that are emerging from the tree line.
Michael,
what the fuck?
About 90 feet from you.
Where did they come from?
The tree line 90 feet from us.
Where's the trees come from? I didn't see any trees. I, for some reason, thought we were in a desert place, which we're not at all. I made that part up. I think it's like, oh, we're in a caravan going across the prairie, which we're not. That's not happening.
I was thinking Oregon Trail also.
Yeah, but a lot of the Oregon Trail is not in the desert. But when it is, it sucks.
See, I was thinking plains area, tall grasses.
Yeah.
That kind of deal.
But we both agree, zero trees.
Zero trees, no trees.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we agree on.
Yeah, no trees.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, so yeah, there's two hill giants emerging from the tree lines. You see a small figure clamber up the giant cannon that's been wheeled out and zip inside of it.
Wait a second. Did you say cannon?
Yeah.
Have we had cannons yet this campaign?
I don't think so.
Michael doesn't allow cannons.
A lot of things have been cannon.
Stop it!
Oh, shit. Bachman.
Michael hates guns and cannons.
Canonically.
And pugs.
Canonically.
Details. This is sexy.
Yes.
Are we steampunk?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
What the sprocket? Where'd that come from?
We need to have Artificer.
But yeah, anyway, a little guy runs into it and jumps into the barrel.
Uh-oh.
And slides down inside the cannon.
Okay, that makes sense. What did I expect? Dumb. I love it.
Screech.
So wait, what was the plan?
Well, right now there is there's a wyvern flying at you. It's probably like 40 feet away.
But he's engulfed in darkness?
And now it's engulfed in darkness.
Sick.
You assume that it will be upon you shortly because of gravity or flying, either way. And there are also two hill giants emerging from the tree line 90 feet away.
Okay.
And there's also been a caravan car knocked over. Little bits of flame start licking out of it. And you hear terrified screams from inside.
Oh, no. I can't get out.
Not the lantern cart.
What's the surrounding area like that we're fighting in? I know there's a tree line. There's a sky.
The tree line. There's a sky.
I imagine there was a sky. I didn't think that.
Yeah. Same.
So you're on a it's like a road, basically. It's not like it's a dirt road, but it does have, caravan or wagon wheel ruts because it's pretty well traveled.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably it probably goes up into a hilly zone on one side because you guys are coming out of the mountains, you know.
Are there any like poles or freestanding trees that are like close by but on their own?
I don't know. You could probably say that there's some weird stuff that the trapeze artists keep their pole vertical the whole time for fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like it's got to be sturdy.
There's like there's definitely like random trees here and there.
Okay, because what I would like to do, Michael, is I would like to fire my grappling gun directly into the center of this dark mass that's coming down on us.
Yeah.
I'm not attempting to hook it. I want to just straight up impale. I want it to go like straight in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would like to use my movement to kind of wrap the other end around the pole.
Love this.
In such a way. Whatever dice you need me to do, Michael.
Yeah, I would say there's probably like an old tree or something like that, you know, that's dead, but
in such a way to angle the momentum of this thing towards the ogres coming out of the tree line.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
Oh, wow.
Now, I thought the ogres were on the other side. Why? I don't know. That's how my brain works.
I mean, they're hill giants, but
hill giants, thank you.
I mean, either way, I could just run the opposite direction around the pole.
Let's do it. So let's first attempt to, you know, impale.
Okay. I still have this D8 and this D4, right?
Yep.
Or would you rather tie to stump first? It's up to you.
No, because I have to fire it from the gun and then I need the other end of the rope to tie. Right now it's all wound up in the grappling gun.
Got it. Of course.
Come on, Michael.
Michael, say smarter things.
I can't. I literally can't.
Damn.
So you think just like ranged attack, or what do you want me to?
Yeah. Yeah, ranged attack.
19 plus 6.
Woo!
25. I'm going to roll the d4 anyway because I don't, I'm afraid.
Might as well.
25, 28.
Damn, that's a good roll.
And you're shooting at the wyvern, right?
Well, I'm... Yeah, so is the darkness on the goblin or on the wyvern?
It's on the goblin, but the goblin's on the wyvern, so...
Right, but I would aim then slightly below center of the spear, because you want to hit the wyvern. I don't want to yank the goblin off.
Right.
I want to change the whole flight trajectory.
Yeah, Doug, don't tug that goblin.
Right. All right, well, geez, you do it.
Okay. Yeah, I would... you know, try and gauge the amount of rope that I would need to wind, and I would just go around the tree with my movement.
In my head, I think of this as like I feel like there was a movie with a meteor, and they like did some slingshot thing, or like they were in a spaceship and they had to like slingshot around the planet, and like the visual I'm getting is that the wyvern like slingshots around.
I could see that.
And gets the
yeah.
Anything with a spaceship is gonna probably have a slingshot maneuver. Shout out science.
Yeah.
Okay, so that happens. So now I need you to roll like some sort of sleight of hand or something to get this knot tied.
Huh, my sleight of hand is plus 6. My God, I got to use that more. That's 7, but I'm going to roll that D8 that I was hanging out with.
Yes.
Can I still use the D4 on this?
Yep.
All right.
Wait, no, you cannot.
You already used it once this round.
Yes. Only once per turn.
Unless this one's higher, then take it off your other one and use it on this one.
You didn't need it the last time.
Yeah.
Fuck, I should have told you that. Well, whatever. It's stupid.
Well, I have a plus 6. I rolled a 7, so we're at a 13, but I also rolled an 8 on the D8.
Wow. Damn.
Damn. God loves you.
Damn, son.
All right. Well, you do it. You tie this fucker.
Sick.
We'll see what happens
next week.
You've trained us like goddamn dogs.
Rourke, what do you got going on?
Okay, so the ogres giants are 90 feet away, you said?
Yes, 90 feet away.
Okay.
Oh, and they re-aim the cannon so that it's going to fire at the ogres now that are hill giants.
I would like to cast Hypnotic Pattern, so I want to go out and just like stand towards them. I don't have to be any closer to them because it's got 120 feet, but I just want to stand looking out at them and play a sick guitar solo. Very heavy rock metal.
Hell yeah.
And you see the music come out and it's like, it's like lightning bolts and stars and like all that rock stuff, and it just goes right in their eyeballs.
This is like Scott Pilgrim.
Yes, yes. wisdom save of 15 they have to make.
For one of them, or?
Yes, one of them.
How close are they together?
Oh, wait. It does say you weave a twisting pattern of colors through the air inside a 30-foot cube within range. So I guess I could get each... Yeah, if I can get both of them, make them both do it.
You can get both of them.
Praise be. Hell yeah.
Yes.
This combat's easy. We're so fucking good.
Yes.
Just make your guys not see good.
Okay, you have to do... Yeah, wisdom saving throw of 15.
Hold on.
Michael, you're going to fail it, so...
I'm not. I'm going to get it.
These hill giant ogres can't be wise.
Well, this is only going to last like a minute, but they won't move.
That's 10 rounds.
Well, I mean, like, once they take damage, I guess it stops working.
So that's a 10 minus 1, so that's a 9.
Okay.
For the wisdom saving throw for the first one.
Perfect.
And then... That's a 6 minus 1.
Starman says, y'all just really casting spells in front of everyone in the circus? Yeah, we did it. We did it as soon as we met them. And
I didn't.
I think we just yada yada. I don't think we even said anything.
No. What are they going to do? If they say anything, we'll poke their eyes out.
Well, it's like, yeah, we're a magician. Duh, in the circus. We'll just gaslight them.
We didn't want to tell you because magicians are just too cool.
How do you explain away an orb of darkness?
It was the eclipse.
Yeah. Swamp gas.
Yeah.
Aurora Borealis entirely in your kitchen.
Yeah. Like, and I'll say, like, oh, Celine threw an ink well.
Pot, yeah.
Uh huh.
Ink pot. They've worked at the circus. How smart can they be?
A perfect sphere of ink
that's constantly moving.
Yeah. Okay.
It would work on you. Don't act like it wouldn't.
It would work on me, yeah.
So 5 is the other roll.
Perfect. Okay, so they are charmed. They are currently incapacitated and have a speed of 0.
Hmm.
But that will end once they take any damage. Oh, this is cool. It's a glow stick. Oh, a glowing stick of incense. I was going to say, can I... Rourke breaks a glow stick and like starts rave dancing.
That's fun.
All right.
Michael, you should be one of those DMs is like, no.
No, don't do that.
The casting materials have to be what they are, and you have to tell me where you got that lint and so forth and so on.
That would be so fun to listen to.
That'd be so fun. I mean, sometimes it is, right?
For certain people, they would probably love it.
Well, if you found a fun way to be like, I pluck a chicken, I don't know, fuck.
The wyvern suddenly takes a crazy turn that just doesn't seem to make sense for physics.
Uh-huh.
And is now hurtling towards the hill giants.
Oh, shit.
I would have to release the rope. Otherwise, it's just going to keep going around. I just thought of that.
That's good, too. Yeah, I kind of assumed the grapple dart would get sucked out.
It does, like, you see the arrow go poink. And, you know, after it basically just changes its direction and then flies out. So no longer stuck there.
Sick.
Let's have you roll an attack. Ranged attack.
Me?
Yeah, you.
To what end?
I don't know.
Rolling's fun.
9 plus 6 is a 15. Is it... It's not my turn yet, so I still don't get this D4, right?
Yeah, you know.
You do get the D4 because it's a different turn.
Whoa.
Ah, okay. Well, then another 4. So 19.
Nice.
All right. So the big dark mass goes hurtling towards one of the hill giants that's standing there with its, you know, eyeballs sparkling.
Mm-hmm.
And just it just blasts into it. And you hear a big whoomph as they apparently smash into each other.
Sick.
And that's when you hear the cannon go, pa-pow!
It says it? It says that word?
Uh-huh.
Well, the flag that pops out says it.
And a small person goes whizzing by. And you see a glint of maybe knives in their hands.
Hell yeah.
And you hear them go, I'm gonna fucking kill you! And then they disappear into the darkness.
Y'all just sacrifice your people like that? That's awesome.
Chuck.
Did I hear correctly that there was some little rat underneath a carriage thing cart?
Yes. Yes, there are. There's the lantern carriage is...
The lantern carriage.
Has been lit ablaze.
The oily rag and fireworks carriage. Yeah, I'll rush over there, see if I can do anything. Is somebody in there? It's me, big old Chuck.
You see some little fingers trying to poke their way out of the door. It's being wedged closed right now because of the way that it fell. But with a strength check, you could probably pry it open.
For the Lord, let's go. Okay.
You got that D8?
Got that D8. I got that... And I got that D4. Might just roll D12 because it's not mattering tonight. Fuck me in the butt. Michael, that is a 14 with a D8, a D4, and a D20, and a +3.
That's enough to wrench this wooden door open. It's not super strong. So, yeah, you yank it open. Maybe, you know, you let out a fart or something because it takes
I'm not
going to
fart near an open flame. I'm a dad with a huge ass.
Look, it's not intentional.
I feel like that's exactly something that he would do. Like, you'd have me pull your finger and then you fart.
At a campfire, sure. But here, I'll put the whole damn line in danger. The whole fucking caravan's going to go up, Mike. Because if I farted, you know he'd be throwing up everywhere.
But you're able to help the people out of...
Get out of there, you stupid. Also, watch out for the rocks. I don't know where you should go, but not here.
Oh!
But you should panic and run.
Ah!
Yeah.
Oh! Ah!
Push anyone you see out of your way. I'm kidding, but I don't know. These guys have, like, the worst survival instinct. Who am I talking to? There's no one here.
And Chuck, you actually, because you came over and helped, you notice there are actually two other goblins that are sneaking in from behind the caravan. And it looks like they're trying to do an ambush.
I shout it.
They look shocked and surprised.
Damn.
All right. Chuck, do you do anything else?
I assume that's my actions and so forth, movement, and no.
Okay, Celine.
Celine enjoys the big shit, so I think we're gonna have Celine cast Fireball into the darkness.
Nice.
Ooh, I like that a lot.
Ideally trying to hit not the remaining Hill Giant Ogre, but, you know, get the other Hill Giant, the Wyvern, and the Goblin. Ideally, with a little bit of hashtag science. So,
what's the
20 feet radius? Is it 20 feet? I feel like they're consistent, right?
You could probably get them all.
Yeah, 40 feet from left to right. Sphia. So, yep.
They're probably close enough that you could get them all.
I want to avoid the other giant.
Okay.
Because he's incapacitated.
Right. Smart.
So, might as well be. I assume that the other hill giant took some damage via Wyvern.
That's a safe assumption.
So might as well blow its damn shit up. Michael, have all three of those jokers do a dexterity saving throw.
They do not see it coming at all. And
they don't.
And I don't think a single one of them broke double digits. So fair to say that they all failed.
Damn.
Yeah, that sucks for you, Michael.
I'm not good at rolling.
I'm sorry you have to deal with this. 86? Who has time for that? Do we have another mini up here? I know I can re-roll some, but sometimes it's just fun. You know what I'm saying? Let me get out my magic die. Okay, the fireball streaks over to the darkness. I bet it looks fucking crazy inside of there. All right. 10, 22, 31. 31 fire damage. Explode! Ow! I put a lamp up here. I'm not used to it. for when I play Magic the Gathering online. I bet it looks crazy. Just cut, like, maybe lights up the darkness, even though it mechanically doesn't, and then shoots out of it because it's bigger than the range of the darkness.
That's sick. You say 31 damage?
I said 31. I'm 90% sure. Yeah. Fuck it. Let's probably, I think legally I have to say this before. But we're going to have Celine quicken. I think I say it after, actually. Because for her bonus action, I'm going to cast a second spell. And I'm going to shoot a mind sliver at, I imagine I can see like a foot of one of the hill giants or something like that, at one of the hill giants, Michael. They need to make an intelligence saving throw. I'm sure they're so good at it.
This is probably the one that's not been hit, I'm guessing.
No, sir. Absolutely not. I do not want to touch that one. I want that one to still be hypnotic patterned.
Got it. All right. That's going to be, I'm not going to tell you what I rolled, but it was low.
That's fine.
Oh. It was very low. And he has a -3 to intelligence.
Oh, okay.
All right. You take a total of 2 psychic damage. Three psychic damage, but you subtract a d4 from the next saving throw that boy takes. So I would just take, just that one has a -d4 next saving throw. Very specific. And that's Celine's turn.
Very specific.
Woo!
So you hear a bellow of rage, and out from the darkness emerges this hill giant. He's lightly on fire. Mm-hmm. He's all blistered up, and he has a small person on his back who's also very singed. Just stabbing and stabbing and stabbing.
Hell yes. That's awesome. Oh, I kind of forgot about that one person. Not my problem.
Not your problem. And the other guy just kind of hangs out. Does the hill giant get another saving throw on its turn, or is it just for a minute unless nobody touches it?
What do you mean?
The one that's prismatic sprayed or whatever.
Oh, yeah. If it didn't get attacked or anything, but if it got attacked by the...
Didn't get attacked.
Okay, yeah. Then it's still charmed and is incapacitated and has a speed of 0.
Oh, and so this this hill giant is now 50 feet away.
Hell yeah.
Oh, he can throw... He throws a big rock. I should have said that.
Wow.
At who?
Probably Chuck, because he's so big.
Like a boulder?
Like a boulder.
Wow.
It's not really like, it's like a big rock.
Okay.
That's going to feel a lot better when it careens into my damn body.
Is there any blood coming out of that darkness sphere, or like what's the scoop over there?
Hard to say. It's really dark. That's 24.
Yeah, of course that hits.
All right. That's 21 damage, and I won't tell you what kind, but it's bludgeoning.
I knew it. I effing freaking knew it.
It's a big rock.
It's a big ass rock.
Not a boulder, though. Not a boulder.
It's fine. Whatever. Not a big deal.
NBD.
NBD.
Screech.
So can I just like blind fire into the center of this darkness sphere, I guess?
Well, one of the hill giants is clearly visible outside of the...
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, we'll fire at the close one. Or at the visible one, rather. Ah, there we go. How's a 15 to hit?
That hits.
D4?
Yeah, that's with the D4.
Hell yeah, God is so big.
Hits, brother.
Here's another hit. That's a miss. I'm gonna call it like I see it. That's a 9.
A 9 does miss.
Okay, well, that's fine.
It's not fine.
At the end of the day, what do I need another 1d6?
Why do you have nipples?
That's true. 14 damage.
Sweet. It does not slow down.
Wait, is it's moving?
Yeah, it's charging at you guys. It's like, roar.
All battles kinetic, even though we see it as not, you know?
Yeah, I move out of the, I move out of the path.
Okay. You move out of the path.
Stick your leg out so it trips.
See yourself not in the path. Okay. Rourke.
Okie dokie. I would like to. Does anyone need any healing? I know Screech took a kissy.
No. I'm at 30 out of 51. I'm fine.
I'm at 40 out of 47, so I'm kind of on my last legs.
Yeah, if I'm not at maximum with temp HP, I'm pissing. It has a -d4 for saving throw if you have any other weird shit you can do to it. The hurt one charging at us.
Oh, I could Vicious Mockery it.
That would help me so much, so it doesn't fucking hit me with a rock again.
Yes, I would like to cast Vicious Mockery, so I look at it, and then is there anything that looks particularly obvious that they're self-conscious about?
Oh, this is going to be mean.
Let's see. Obviously that it's self-conscious. Well, its hair is on fire.
Okay. You have nasty hair, and it's literally burning, and it smells like shit. Like a burnt tire.
Language.
You don't know what a tire is, but it smells horrible. I would rather smell a wyvern's asshole than...
Language.
Get a whiff of you. Put down that rock. You little bitch.
Come to Jesus.
All right, what does it have to roll?
Wisdom 15.
Minus D4.
Yeah, minus a D4.
It fail.
Yes, great, amazing.
Fail.
So many fail.
Wow, he take 4 psychic damage.
No.
And has disadvantage on the next attack roll it makes.
Yeah, the damage is the sprinkling, but disadvantage is... Mwah.
Take it.
Very nice. All right, the big dark circle moves a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and then it like kind of flip, goes up in the air a few feet, and then lands... And then a riderless wyvern flies off and looks to be fleeing away.
Oh, that's embarrassing. His Uber's leaving.
Yeah. It does not seem to want to have any part of this. And its driver is theoretically not moving now. Chuck.
Back to me, Daddy?
Back to you.
Okay. How far away? This guy's about 50 feet still, you said?
This guy is 50 feet away. I would say the wyvern and or wyvern is now...
Well, he's running. I don't give a fucking heck.
It's pretty far.
All right. So I, as Chuck, don't currently have a concentration spell activated, as far as I remember. So I will cast Bless... And I will hit myself, Screech Echo, and a Rourke. You get another D4. It has a slightly more specific use case, and I kind of forget. But basically, I think this one just doesn't go to something. But this one goes to attack rolls or saving throws. Whereas my other one... is attack roll, ability check, and saving throws, which, you know, it matters. So yeah, so if you do an attack roll, you get to add 2d4s per turn.
Wow, wow, wow.
Sick.
My bonuses currently aren't doing a lot for me, so I will go ahead. What's this button do? That's the end of my turn, sorry. But I will, I'm going to run... probably 20 feet out away from the other caravans.
Towards the hill giants or not?
Towards the hill giants. And in my mind, it's not like straight at it. It's like slightly diagonal away from it. I don't really know why, but to me, that makes sense.
You hear one of your favorite jugglers go, "Hey, boss, we taking care of these guys." From behind.
Oh, those two guys. I forgot those two guys. Yeah, get them.
From behind the caravan. And then you just see, like a bunch of swords being juggled, and you can only see because the behind the caravan, uh-huh. So you can just see the swords flying up, you know, uh-huh. as the person juggles. But then suddenly, one of the swords is red, and then all of the swords are red. And
there's like eyeballs and feet and fingies. Hell yeah, that's fucked up, Michael.
Yeah, it's fucked.
I like that.
Death by juggles. All right, Celine then.
Okay, this one's fun. Yes, okay. I'm going to cast She Gets Rid of Darkness. Okay. So the goblin's like, what the hell?
The goblin that had the darkness on it is smoldering and dead.
Oh. Praise be. Never mind then. I will still do what I do. I'm going to create a wall of fire in front of the charging one.
Mm-hmm.
And... diagonal it where it's close to but not close enough to instantly do damage on the hypnotic patterned one. Give me a moment to read the spell. 60 feet long, 20 feet high. I do that. 1 foot thick. I do that. Opaque. So I need just the hill giant to make a dexterity saving throw, because I'm assuming Celine can place it in a good enough spot to not hit the guy on this thing's back. Because I assume it's kind of high up in the air, but yeah. If you said it did, that's totally fine too.
11.
11. That fails.
Oh, come on.
So that is 5d8. That is 20 fire damage to the charging hill giant.
Okay.
And basically I choose one side of it, and if anything ends their turn within the wall or within 10 feet of that side, they take another 5d8. Should I do it pointed at them? Well, if he moves through it. I guess if he moves through it, it's going to hurt. I don't really know, but I guess that's not mechanically how it works. Regardless, the fire is shooting towards him. And
yeah.
That will... And I'll have Celine push, actually. So can that little guy give a strength saving throw? That huge, huge man.
Now this, he's good.
Oh, no.
14.
That fails. I love that it has no size requirement. So this jabroni is pushed 5 feet back.
And he stumbles. And he actually falls down and lands on his butt.
Oh, that sucks for him.
And then the person who was on his back, you note that they seem to be wearing some sort of bird outfit. It looks pretty shoddily to me.
That's probably just being shot out the cannon and the fireball. I bet it's perfect before.
They take their dagger and they run it across the hill giant's neck. And clowns and acrobatists are tying the hands and legs of the remaining hill giant to incapacitate it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow.
Hey, maybe we could re-educate that one. New friend, right? Go away from a life of crime. That's what I say.
And as the dust settles, I think we can end our podcast.
Forever?
No.
Thank you so much, everyone, on twitch.tv/geeklyinc for coming out and hanging out on Tuesday. Every single Tuesday, we stream at 8:40-ish p.m. EST. Sometimes we start at 8:38. Sometimes we start at 8:52. You never know.
You never know.
But luckily, the community here is already chatting away with each other in the Twitch chat. But besides that, if you just want to lurk, that's fine too. I love you. You can enter in to win some Die Hard Dice. You can try to win specifically our special Greetings Adventurers Dracona Arita dice. Comes in its own special dice tin with our logo on it, so you can show everyone at game night that you're the coolest motherfucker in the world. DieHardDice.com. Use the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark. 15% off. I know I say it, but I want you to hear it again. That's special for us. Most people in the thing get 10, but we're special because you're special. 15% off, and a little kizzy comes back to us. You need dice, might as well get some that we love and help us on the back end. Congratulations to Abridged Chaos.
Wow.
You are the person that wins this week, not the person who can't win this week.
But next week.
Congratulations. But next week.
You can't win.
I don't think we ever had anyone win back to back. I think we've had someone win within like 6 weeks of each other, something like that. But what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? You know?
Did it.
What are you going to do? We'll cross that bridge when we come to it if someone wins back to back. We probably won't remember until Michael sends them the DM.
Which is happening right now.
Look at that speed. Look at that teamwork.
Gosh darn.
Look at that wow synergy. Group synergy.
Well, thank you much. Thank you much so, everybody. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter or X, whichever you prefer.
I'm an X guy now. Fuck it.
No, it's Twitter forever.
We're on there at D&D Podcast, also at Geekly Inc. Mm-hmm. You can find me at Thrifty Nerd, and do check in because I will be back to doing those pre-streams for my crafting stuff before. It's look at my Twitter, I'll say.
And when we say look at our Twitter, we don't just mean follow us. That doesn't work anymore. You got to go on that thing a lot, and you're still not going to see what we tweet. It sucks. Whatever. What are you going to do? Follow me on Twitter at Tim Lanning. I have a link tree there that will link you to some of the very fine products I'm also on, like Tribulation Farce with my wife, or Naruto Revuto. We're almost done with Naruto Shippuden. It's not very good right now, but that's okay. What are you going to do? And that's the end of Naruto. Coming up, I believe, this upcoming Friday for the Naruto people, I guess when this episode comes out, you missed it. We're doing a movie night and we're watching Pirates of the Caribbean 4, the one with a 32% Rotten Tomatoes. So it's going to be bad. But thank you so much for following and interacting. I see you out there. It makes me happy. You can follow my wife at Jennifer Cheek on places, especially interact with her wrestling takes. Everyone online has bad wrestling takes.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard. I also have a link tree, and yeah.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman, also doing the Game Crimes pod stream after Greetings Adventures every Tuesday, except for this Tuesday, because I'm tired.
All right. Well, until next time, keep it dicey.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.